Last time on Bucci.
Wait, I'll turn down the music. Do you hear him? That's Penn State, baby. If anyone wants to go through these coins with me,
I change!
Kind of like Antiques Roadshow, but it's definitely not Antiques Roadshow.
Treasure Lane presentation.
Treasure Lane presentation. Bucci, you don't even know what your coins are worth.
Everything's worthless.
Michelle, how are you?
You're always the first to call the show.
And I'll explain why.
No, really.
No, we don't have time for explanations.
It's really not. We're evaluating your pairs of jeans and some shirts from the 70s.
Yeah, when nobody else had them.
$68.
$1.99 for those cokey little shirts.
A perk for the girls that hung around and moved in.
Oh, is that the perk?
Take a look at this coin.
Oh, I heard about the coin.
Yeah, but take a look.
I have a bunch of these at home.
Not the same kind, though.
Yes.
Famous people's chair essences.
Famous people's what?
Like chair essence.
How do we know that the essence hasn't seeped out?
Bucci could use that, the show and the guy.
Mid-century modern furniture and the men who love it really are not worth much.
No, really, I don't love it.
Replica of John Cleese's head, signed by John Cleese. They made replicas of his head, and my mom got one.
Did they throw it into the audience like a guitar pick?
Yeah.
It's life-size.
I mean, it's, like, as big as his head.
Wood grain, hand-carved.
John Cleese sign.
Can't put a price on it.
What? That's literally why you're here.
Get dressed. You're coming down here. We need a kid to take a picture with Menudo. And I said, please don't make me do this. What's it worth? Autograph.
I'm going to say $20. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
6 foot high, drop down secretary. No nails in it at all. It's all dovetail.
Sold.
Wow.
Who's Gary Guy Gets?
Okay, maybe this is a generational thing. It's used.
I'll give you $666 for it.
Cha-ching.
All right, don't make that noise.
It's this moose walking in front of the moon, and the full moon is the lamp light.
$12.
$12. I wouldn't take that. I would hold on if I were you.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on. I know what I've got.
I have a small collection of plastic tumblers, and this one features the band Ready for the World.
Not interested.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
It's a gold mine.
It's a gold mine?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? We gotta bring up some music. It's the most boring radio show in the world. I still have my change that I've been trying to get appraised. So,
does anyone know anything about rare old coins?
That's like a continuing topic. If you know anything about rare old coins, I would appreciate some sort of guidance over this, because I want to know. I have three mason jars full of quarters, and I want to know if I should throw them away or not. All right. Nothing like... way overcarbonated orange juice. Man, I can't get comfortable. These pants of mine. I was leaving the house and I was wearing, you know, my Penn State sweatpants, which I picked up a couple of weeks ago. Super comfortable, super soft. And then my recent wife said, you can't wear those another day. I mean, you have to stop wearing them. So I put on this other pair of pants, and there's many things wrong with them. First of all, the material is real stretchy. Hear that recall? That's like the pants. They look like jeans, but they're like, I don't know. They have a lot of give and take. And then the loops on the belt thing are too narrow, so I have to wear a lady's belt, which is fine. And the pockets are really, really deep. They really go all the way down to my knees, these pockets, like the interior of the pocket. So I'm always losing things in them. So yeah, if you know anything about rare old coins, I have this bicentennial quarter, colonial drummer on the reverse side instead of the regular eagle. 13 stars. It's minted in Denver. That's an important one, gently used. So if anyone knows anything about that, or if your loved one knows about that, just let me know. Of course, since last week, I did lose that coin. I accidentally spent it at a guitar center. I was buying a guitar, and trying to make up the difference, and I have a pocket full of quarters and coins and all sorts of coins, and so I must have reached into the wrong pocket and paid with my valuable coin, my valuable bicentennial quarter. I had a system, right pocket R for rare, left pocket L, lozenges, and miscellaneous coins, but in my eagerness to buy this guitar, I think I messed it up and I gave him the wrong coin. So I'm going to be going back to Guitar Center and trying to get this coin back, which is normally no problem. I've gone into many establishments and asked for my money back, and it's usually, if I fake a heart attack, it's usually no problem at all. That's what you have to do. And that's a Boochie Ruse.
Booge Ruse.
What was that? What was that? Wait, hold on.
Booge Ruse.
What kind of drop is that? You couldn't even understand it. It's all marble mouthed. You know what? I actually want to get into this. I'm going to go into the main topic in a bit, which is, let's make the creamiest, dreamiest hot chocolate in the world. But I just got to address this real quick, this drop thing, this ongoing drop issue. Those who listen to the show may know about the drops that I use on the show. I use in punctuation or like left jabs, stuff like
rude, tar,
if I'm talking about tar, or whatever.
Boochie disagree.
11 miles, New Jersey, 139 West, US 1 North, US 9.
Stuff like that. Various number of things,
37.
Yeah, all sorts of drops. And my uncle, Uncle B, B-E-E, makes these for me. He does all my audio editing. The drops, the last time on Boochie segment here at the top of the show, that's him as well. He's a talented guy, but my relationship with him, always contentious. My aunt, always contentious. And it's gotten worse recently because we had this blow-up because I criticized one of his drops that I played last week. I asked him to make a drop for my guest, and he did it wrong. Her name was, Michelle. And she sent me an email, said, remember, I only have one L in my name. And I told him that specific. I specified that in the shared spreadsheet that we used. And he ignored it. Listen. Where's the one?
Michelle.
Extra L right there. You could hear it. You can hear the L. He put an L where it wasn't supposed to be. And in doing that, he took a personal L. L for loss. He should have taken the L that he took and took it out of the Michelle drop, and then he'd be okay, if that makes sense. Which it does, and that's a Boochie promise.
Boochie! Bruh.
See? That's what I'm talking about. I have that labeled on my soundboard here as Boochie Promise New, and it sounds like he gave gave up halfway through. So, I can't have that. This show has to be perfect. So I read him the Riot Act. Or at least the Idiot's Guide to the Riot Act. Just a little, you know, constructive abuse. Now, my uncle doesn't listen to the show. He's in the lab all day, making the drops for Bucci and other DJs. You know, one of his clients is Boomer and Geo from the morning show over there on WFAN, the sports radio station. He does their drops.
Boomer and Geo, yeah, in the morning.
That sounds great, right? And he does some editing of some podcasts. He takes the ums out of podcasts or something like that. Wish he would do that for this show. But my aunt B, B-E-E-E, three E's, can't get anything over on her. She's the business side of the little business that she and my uncle have, the audio business. And she heard me ragging on her husband on the air, recent husband. She got pissed, and she told me, you don't like, hey, you don't like the work, you can make your own drops. And she... As people in the chat know, at WFMU.org, that's not feasible for Bucci. I have many things going on. See? No drop. But there's still, you know, there's got to be some kind of quality control. I don't want to call the guy out. I don't want to be harsh on a family member. But... the new ones are wrong, and the old ones, I love them, but they're stale. They're stale. People tell me that.
Bucci.
Yeah, I know it's Bucci. We all know it's Bucci. And this is, remember, this is the one that I had for the topic today.
Let's make the creamiest hot chocolate.
It's lazy. It makes me... not even want to make things creamy, which I was looking forward to. It stinks because, you know, look at this. I've thrown the whole show off. This is a very structured show compared to the utter chaos of my life. And so I said, you need to slow it down. Let's make the creamiest hot chocolate. Too creamy. That's the kind of drop I want. Oh, no coughing. So he says, okay, no problem. And he sends something, you know, he's like, he fixes it and he sends it back to me.
Bucci. Stupid.
Yeah, nice. So, screw it. I'm going to do a workaround here. You put Bucci over a barrel. What does he do over the barrel? He likes it. You know, he turns it, you know, there's society dangling Bucci over a barrel. And then I'll just go, I'm going to make barrel aid. So, you know what? Instead of doing the making creamy hot chocolate, we're going to make new drops for Bucci.
Bucci.
Shut up. I think we're going to do it like this. You call in with a drop. Something that you would like to hear as a drop on this show. And then we'll record it, obviously, through the power of radio. And then next week, I'll use them on the show and see if they fit into the show. Because it's, you know, it's not so easy. You know, my uncle, he has to anticipate what I'm going to talk about on the show. And that's not easy. And the drops determine the way the shows go in a lot of ways. Just like this show. Bad drops, bad show. So I'd like to hear an assortment of new, fresh, hip. They have to be super hip new drops that I can play and it'll be just like bang, bang, bang. And then I can give those to my uncle and say, you are replaceable. So I think that's what we're going to do. I don't know how this is going to work exactly, but I have to figure it out. I have to figure out something. It's untenable. It's un-elevenable.
Bochy.
Okay, so but a couple of rules, I guess. We have to set something. The drop doesn't have to say Bochy in it. It does have to be, you know, grammatically correct. It has to be slow. And you have to be articulate. You have to articulate your words, not like, you know, not mushy. None of that. I don't want to hear a drop that goes. It has to make sense. I don't want to hear any of your alt comedy suggestions. Your random thing, like, oh, like, don't be funny. Like, a wilder beast. I don't want that. Rubbers. I don't want that. WFMU. Nothing like that. I want, you know, other than that, let your imagination run free. You listen to the show. You do. I've seen you. What do you think will help the show? Make the show better and not worse. Because I'm on a knife's edge here at the station, and the smallest mistake will get me thrown off. And they'll give Bochy to someone else and keep the name, the brand. So that's what we're going to do after the break. Also, if you know anything about rare old coins, I would like to
discuss that with you. Does anyone know anything about rare old coins?
I just want to make sure it's worth it before I make a huge stink over there at Guitar Center. So, if you have an idea of what you've always wanted to hear as a drop, I don't really want to hear your own name either. Like, that's not a good idea. Mm-mm-mm. So, that's what we're going to do. Hold on, I just got to get everything set up. I'm still not set up. You try to set up and talk and drink a big thing of orange juice and count your coins that are sitting in your lap at the same time. You won't be able to do it. All right. That's after the break. Right now I'm going to play a song. Shane McGowan died last week. As many people know, he was the singer of the Pogues and the great songwriter and great singer of that outfit. I was really into that band when I was a kid. I was going through a heavy accordion phase, so I was into the accordion music, Tom Waits, World Inferno, Friendship Society, a really great band in Rhode Island, Alec K. Redfern and the Eyesores, all that stuff. But the Pogues, they stood out. They were my favorite. And I just loved the songwriting and the evocative nature of his songwriting. A Pogue song is, you start listening to these songs, as I have in the last week since he's died, you realize that a Pogue song is going to be about a few things. First off, it's going to be about a canal. It's going to mention a canal, like Dirty Old Town, Navigator. Obviously, it's going to be about drinking. That can be either a good or a bad thing in the song. It's going to be about someone leaving home, Waltzing Matilda, Sally McLennan. I can't pronounce that. I'm not Irish. Oh, Sally I don't know. And also, what they'll have in a Pogue song is have someone else singing another song within the main song proper. There'll be someone else singing. Like, A Fairy Tale of New York is the big one. There's the old man who sings the clear old Mountain Dew. And I believe the Cops sing in that song as well. Cops singing. In A Pair of Brown Eyes, two different people sing two different songs. The old man, there's another old man singing a song. He's singing Where the Water Lilies Grow. And then there's a Johnny guy at the jukebox, or there's someone at the jukebox, and they're playing a song called something. There's another one in that song where someone's talking about a guy named Johnny singing about love. I don't know which Johnny they're talking about. Johnny Thunder, Rotten, Mar, Galecki, Johnny Lenny, Johnny Sinatra. I don't know. So there's three people singing songs in that one song. And Sally McLennan is a really big, because that has the full set. It has someone leaving home, lots of drinking, and someone is singing a song within the song, the song of times long gone, which they're singing about in that song. I'm not criticizing McGowan at all, because his writing is so great, you don't even feel it, the repetition. If anything, it helps solidify the world that he lived in and wrote about. And his best songs, you can picture them, what he's talking about. You can really put yourself in that place. And because of all the singing and the yelling and the old men, you know, going on and on, you can hear the song within the song as well, if that makes any sense. Yeah. So, rest in pints. Shane McGowan. You are a great one. And he lived it. Tom Waits is only pretending to live it. Shane McGowan lived that life to some extent. So let's hear a song. This is really, a really long discussion about the Pogues, which I did not necessarily want to get into. But this show is completely off the rails at the beginning anyway. So let's hear something off of the last album the Pogues did before kicking McGowan out, probably rightfully. Let's see, something off their album Hell's Ditch. I'll see you later, Shane, on the sunny side of the street.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
make a drop for Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. Yeah, Sunny Side of the Street. Shane McGowan, the Pogues, not the Popes. That's a good one. Pair of Brown Eyes is probably my favorite song, so it's very so beautiful, that song. But, you know, it's 5 minutes long, so I'm not playing that. There's a question with that song, to continue talking about Shane McGowan and the Pogues, is who sang about a brown-eyed girl better? Shane McGowan or Van Morrison? You gotta, I mean, you could tell me, but it's gotta be Shane McGowan, right? They're similar subjects of nostalgia and, you know, regret. But I think it's Shane McGowan by like a mile. People really love singing about brown-eyed girls. I understand that. There are great eyes for a person to have. If I were a songwriter, I'd probably write about my brown-eyed postman. Because he's always leaving my mail in the wrong box. So I would write this real scathing, critical song about it. Not wistful like the other ones. Because I've missed some payment letters and destroyed my credit. I don't need to talk about all this. He says, you have to put your name on the box. So, but what doesn't matter. To what degree is my postman responsible for my medical bills? That's one of the things that I'll tackle in my new song, Brown-Eyed Postman, once I learn how to play with the guitar I bought. So while I was going on and on about Shane McGowan, we lost a call, but please call in 201-209-9368. I shouldn't say please. It makes me sound desperate. That's what my current wife says. And, we got a line flashing. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, young man?
Good, how are you?
Oh, wait, you're not a man. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Oh, sorry. What's your name?
Brooke.
Brooke. Hey, Brooke. How you doing?
Good.
So, Brooke, do you have a do you want to contribute a drop? Like some? Do you have an idea of what of a drop that you think the show would need or would help the show?
I do. Yeah, I was thinking something maybe really utilitarian.
Yeah.
Since you're always having people call in, maybe something that's like just call and then the phone number. Or
yeah, that's not bad.
Call me. Or let's connect.
All right. I like the let's connect. And can you do that? So I'm gonna jack up your audio. And if you can do it in a nice, clear, articulate voice, if you could say, let's connect, and then the phone number, that would be great.
Okay. Let me see if I remember the phone number. Okay, I got
it. It's 201-209-9368.
Okay. Let's connect. No, I didn't like that.
Yeah, I didn't like it either, frankly. But
I didn't like it.
This again, let's a little, just a little louder. You don't have to scream
okay.
it, and then the phone number, or you know.
Okay. Let's connect.
That's great. We have let's connect in there. I think that's right. We need something like that because. Can you do another one? Can you say call now? Just I like your call now utilitarian kind of mindset.
Okay. Call now.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm going to be using these next week. There's not going to be any more confusion about when to call because of you. Thank you so much.
My only other idea was something like in the weeds. Like when you need to let some caller know that they're way off in the weeds and need to get back.
In the weeds.
Track. That was my only other concept.
All right. If someone else wants to, I think it's one voice per drop maybe, but if someone else wants to say in the weeds, I like that because I am often in these dang weeds, as you know, some people know.
All right. Thanks, Bucci.
Of course. Bye. Caller Igabucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, sir. Right? It's sir, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. What's your name?
My name's Ben.
Hey, Ben. So, Ben, do you have an idea of what kind of drop you think would contribute and help in this show?
I do. I have an idea for a very specific drop at the end of the show.
Okay. I like that. I often don't know how to wrap up a show, so it might be nice to have a light little button on it.
So the idea is this would be a Micah-related drop, and it would be when you try to rope or try to loop Micah into a conversation, and he's not really game, or he's not really giving you anything. He seems,
right.
Sometimes he's into it, but sometimes he seems a bit frustrated.
Sometimes he's certainly not into it. Yeah, that's
so
his own
idea,
fault.
Yeah. So the idea would be the drop would be booching on Micah, and it would just be used on the times when he's not giving you anything.
Sure. So say it again, booching on Micah.
Exactly. Like,
what does that?
Booching on Micah.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Oh,
it can't be
it
nonsensical. It feels a little nonsensical.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think it means that Bucci is just being himself in front of Micah, and Micah's not having it. Or that was my thought on it.
All right, so let's try that one. Do that one.
Okay. Booching on Micah.
And now could you do, let's see, Micah's not feeling it. I like that one.
That does sound good.
All right.
Okay. Micah's not feeling it.
And could you do another one, but stress the word it?
Okay. Micah's not feeling it.
Yep, that's it. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. Micah's going to love it.
Thanks. Take care.
Yeah, you take care, too. Caller Igabucci. All right. Next week, I'm going to have a dial tone drop. Caller Igabucci. Unbelievable. Caller, now you have Bucci, right now.
Hello, Bucci.
Hello, Franco. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I was in the bathroom. That's why I wasn't first.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm glad you restrained yourself until you're finished with your
It just happened
ablution.
A little bit later today.
What do you mean by it?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have an idea? I'm sure you do. Do you have an idea for a drop that we can... I would love to have something from you, sir.
Okay.
Okay,
tell
so what?
When.
No, but what is it? I need to hear it first.
Okay.
Do you want to surprise me? Do you want to surprise me?
You want to be surprised?
Yeah, all right. Just surprise me. Go ahead.
Okay,
you always
just
do.
Turn on the machine.
What?
Is it a machine?
What's the machine?
Or is it some sort of an alien algorithm that you record people with?
Is this part of the drop?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're having a conversation. Lighthearted banter, it's called.
Well, if you want to, you know, that could be a good drop. Lighthearted banter for the lighthearted banter, the LHB part of the show. But it's a machine. The machine is recording to answer your question. So please, let's hear something.
Here goes. As smooth as a cup of goat kefir mixed with wet cement.
So that means not smooth, right?
I think it's up to interpretation.
Yeah. What did you say that first word? Goki? Like a berry? Goki berry?
Kefir.
Oh, kefir.
As smooth as a cup of goat kefir mixed with wet cement.
All right, Franco. I'm going to use it. Yes. I feel like it's going to be... I'm trying to figure out how I can use that to segue into something, but I'll find it. Who never knows? You never know the road that this show goes, so maybe I'm going to be talking about something that's not too smooth.
That's what I like about it. That's why I'm here.
Well, Franco, that's why I'm here as well. So,
of course you do.
Thanks, man. That's a good one.
Thank you.
All right, I like you.
Definitely.
Bye. Call it a Gabucci.
I feel like it's
turn down your radio.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir? What is your name?
My name's Tony.
Hey, Tony. How you doing? Was that with an I or a Y? Or an E with an accent over it?
It's a Y.
Okay,
you
gotcha.
Y's are for the letter yes.
Y for yes.
Yes,
I'll write
y
that down.
Yes.
Y for
and so I
yes.
got a good drop for you, okay?
Okay, it's Tony. What do you think? What do you think? What do you want
to... Well, what I want to say is that your drop needs to be boastful.
Yes.
And
well,
you have to be impressive with what you're doing in the world.
Okay.
And so your drop could be something like this. Hello, I'm Bucci, and I'm on the radio with my eyes closed.
All right.
Because that's very impressive.
What's the
impression? Eyes closed on the radio.
Oh, I see. So it's that's the boast, is that I'm doing radio without my eye, use of my precious eyes?
Yeah, you know, you can be a board operator, perhaps, without your eyes open.
Well, that would be difficult, too.
It's kind of like the people that are into broadcasting would be very impressed.
That is true. You know what? I don't like boasting on this show. I'm not a huge boaster. This isn't about me. It's about other things. But I do like the idea of maybe, you know, getting people to appreciate the show, because people often think that this is all very easy. But I would like to underline the fact that it's not. So it's an interesting one. You want to say it again?
I got one more.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I got one more, and it's inspired by your name.
All right. Well, we'll see about this, because I only want one person. So I'm going to have to pick between this one and the one you said previously. So go ahead.
Okay, that's fine.
Make it very good.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Bucci, and you're drinking kombucha.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't like that.
I didn't like that one that much.
That makes zero sense,
Tony. The first
one. Yes,
the
first one.
The
first one is very good. I really enjoy it, or it's good.
But do
and,
you drink a lot of kombucha?
Well, it's not very good for the acid reflux. You know, it takes my stomach and it kind of puckers it, and it kind of pushes the bile back up the old esophagus. So,
what about kefir? Are you against all fermented beverages?
That's the yogurt
that's fermented
that Franco was referring to.
Acidophilus.
Yeah, I don't only in moderation. So a teaspoon of kefir. That's about all I can take within a day. So,
okay. One last question.
Okay, one last
Alex
question.
Alex A. Redfern and the Eyesores, they were good, but did you ever see Gutter Helmet?
Was that one of his other bands?
The duo with the drummer.
Yeah. They have a new band, too. I can't think of what it's called, but those two have another band. But he has a bunch
band
of bands.
That was good, because, like, Fuzz Big Muff with accordion.
Yeah.
Never is a bad thing.
Another one, Barnacled is another one of his really good bands.
Yeah. Barnacled was a good band.
All right. I'm glad we could bond over our Alec K. Redfern and the Eyesores. I was not expecting that.
Deep reference. I appreciate it.
No problem. I've seen him many, 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 many times. All right. So I'll see you very, very soon, you know,
Tony,
not literally.
Tony, yeah. Newberg.
With an Y. Y for
y.
Yes.
Y for yes.
All right. Bye. Yeah, that's a good one. So we have other drops that we can do. And we can say, you know, what's one? The Bucci loan. If, you know, you want to get some loan, you know, Bucci loan you some money. Or Bucci frisks you. You know, I was thinking about doing a show where I frisk my calls because I never know if they have a knife on them. Or like sneaker talk. I've always wanted to do a show on my love of sneakers. And one day, if I don't have a drop for it, you know, Bucci fights you physically. You know, I want to start up some sort of Bucci fight club. First rule of Bucci fight club is no hitting. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are on the air. You got your Bucci.
I got a drop for Bucci.
All right, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah, your name. Is that stumped you?
No.
All right. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey!
Hey!
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How you doing? Long time
good,
no see. What were you on? You been on vacation or something?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
At home.
So, Hero, what do you have? Do you have an idea for a drop that you want to kick it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Well, what do you think?
For if you get the dial tone.
Yes, that happens way too much for my liking. So go ahead. I've always wanted to have something that I can reference when that happens because it's very embarrassing.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
Uh-oh, the dial tone.
You you crackled in and out there. Could you do it one more time for me, Hero?
Yep. Uh-oh, the dial tone.
Very good. Appreciate it, Hero. Have a great week, I guess.
Yep.
I like that. Hero is now going to have his voice on the show, you know, in other capacities or other ways. Caller, you got Bucci. I got to learn how to speak.
Bucci is Brian.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, man? You have a drop for me?
It's Bucci-rific.
Do you want to give it put a little bass in your voice when you say that?
It's Bucci-rific.
That's great. I got a full board, man. I got to let you go, but that's good. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Call you gotcha, Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
God, hey, how you doing? What's your name?
I got a couple G's.
Oh, it's Gigi.
I don't know. Gigi was a friend of mine in high school. He doesn't call me G's.
Okay, so I'm going to call you 5 G's or 5 stacks. Maybe I'll call you 5 stacks. How about that?
Call me 5 stacks because 5 G's gives the sickness. Anyway.
It does.
We're doing drops, right?
Yeah, we are. I'd love to hear you say. Now, listen. You're a wild guy. You're the guy whose uncle is, like, sniffing around people in the 70s and trying to get, like, Don Rickles chair essence or whatever, you know.
That's right.
Perversion.
You know,
but I would like something from you that's, you know, grounded and real. What
real.
Do you got?
You know, I heard another caller say you need something maybe to kind of excuse people off the line, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know?
Yeah, I could use that on you.
We could do like, you know, that's an infraction.
Say again?
And you just that's an infraction.
That's an infraction?
Uh-huh. Or you know, That's a good one.
It's confusing.
I mean, you know, you want to stun them so you can kind of shoot them off.
I don't know if you've ever been hung up on a radio show, but that's pretty stunning. Like, that is like, it's a ego blow right there.
I mean, yeah, you can, like, that's an infraction. Like, time's up.
Time's up. All right, let's do it. Because that's an infraction. There's, like, that internal rhyme, and it just makes it confusing. And also, like, people don't know what infraction is. My listeners, they tend to not know about things like that.
I looked it up before I called.
Yeah. It feels like you did. So why don't you say, what was the second one thing you said?
Time's up.
All right. So let's do that, but do it in a higher voice, if you could, like a little kitty cat.
Like time's up.
Yeah, like that. I talked over you. So please, 5 stacks, please do it.
All right. Tell me when.
Now.
Time's up.
Thanks. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, what's your name?
Me again.
Hi,
sorry I didn't tell you my name.
Oh, you were the
sorry,
one who's...
my name's Ryan.
Oh, sorry, Ryan. You know, I just need to know people's names because I like to bond with you emotionally over the air, you know, and it's hard to do that if I don't.
Yeah, a name is very important.
Absolutely. Right. I've often met someone that I know I should know their name and I don't, and I call them man or buddy, and I can feel like they know that this conversation is very surface level, and you know what I'm saying?
A name is almost sacred.
That's a, you know what? I think that's a Bucci adage. Well, there it is.
Bucci.
So Ryan, what do you have? Go ahead.
Segues to my job.
Okay. What do you think?
You and I and 2CB.
What was that? You and I and what?
2CB.
2CB?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a riddle.
Oh, it's a riddle. I do like the idea of something, a drop that people have to figure out, like they have to write it out on a piece of paper to understand. So you and I and 2CB.
Uh-huh.
2CB. Does the B stand for Bucci?
Bucci.
Okay, I thought so. What is the 2C? Don't be cagey.
The 2C is Bucci's name.
All right, let's do it. Say it very loud and proud.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You and I and 2CB.
One more time, because I talked over you.
Okay. You and I and 2CB.
Ryan, I'm going to think about this. That's a thinker, that one. And I like getting people to think, so thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bye. I'm trying to think of a time when I'm going to be using that, and I'm pretty sure I still don't understand it. You and I and 2CB. I'm going to send it. I'm going to talk to my recent wife. She's really good with puzzles and riddles. Call Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
It's Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, hey, Miss B. How you doing?
I'm not too happy. I'm very concerned that you're not compensating these callers that are furiously calling in with their voices for free and not getting paid, because I know you're not paying them.
Well, this is freeform radio, sweetie, so...
Okay, well, you signed on to that, but these callers should be compensated for their talented drops that you're soliciting from.
Well, I think in the spirit of WFMU, it's all about teamwork. You know, you don't... When a quarterback throws the football to a wide receiver... The wide receiver doesn't first go to the quarterback, give me $5 and then I'll quick pass catch the ball. That would be a disaster for the game of football.
Uh-huh.
So
I think you have a child on there. I feel bad for Hero
you're
making children work for you. This is not
look,
good.
It's painless work.
It's not
and
a good look.
I think it's a good look. And is that the drop you want to do?
My drop. Bucci thinks child labor is a good look.
That's what we're going to use, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's how you should end your show, I think.
No, I'm going to end it with that Micah thing, I think.
Wow. Anyway, I'm going to be billing you for this, so.
Yeah, all right. You know my my old address, right? Send it there.
I'll invoice you.
Yeah, bye. Look, it's not child labor if the child wants to do it. Caller Yagabuchi. Wait, what was the thing that Hero said? Oh, that would be a perfect time for that drop. I'm going to use that next week. Caller Yagabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah. Hello.
I cannot believe Mrs. Bucci just called, because my drop was going to be in tribute to her. I know you mentioned your recent wife.
Yes, I do... I do care for that person, so I would like to have something that represents that affection, or at least the part that she plays in this show, unfortunately.
The part.
Yeah.
So the show of life.
What were you thinking?
I'm going to need your help with the inflection on this one, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
Recent wife.
That's very good. You need to really hit the R and the T. Recent wife. The F-E you have to hit as well.
Okay.
All right.
Clear in my throat. Recent
Wife.
Do it one more time, but put some stank on F-E. Wife.
F-E, okay. Recent wife.
Yep. Thanks very much.
I need to wipe off my phone.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks very much. I feel I have to wipe off my ears a little bit, too. I feel like I got a little bit of my recent wife in my brain, you know?
Bucci. Adage.
Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you, sir? What's your name?
My name's Grant.
Like Ulysses Grant? That's the Grant?
Exactly. Okay. That Grant. Yes.
All right. So what do you think? What do you want to use as a... what do you think is a good drop?
Well, I think something that would really connect you with the listeners. I think you have a great connection with the listeners, but something to remind them that, you know, they are a part of the show where they feel like, you know, you're with them, that we're with you, that we're together.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking
at arm's length, right? We're together, but we're standing at arm's length, though, right? We're not all in a group hug or anything.
We don't. No. We
Bucci
could be in
the center
together, but we don't have to be on top of one another.
Right. That's one of the essential parts of this show, is that we're not in a big scrum together.
Yeah, it's the nature of radio that we can distance.
Is that your drop?
If you prefer, yeah, I've got quite a few here.
Just one. Let's do the best one. Pick your best one.
Okay. This one is based on a song by Musical Youth, and it goes like this. Pass the Bucci, because it's time for Bucci.
All right. Well, I don't like to advocate sharing on this show, so
yeah.
That's a little bit, you know, I like people to hog their... whatever, their Buccis or their doobies or whatever they need to hog. But that's an interesting... What's another one? You said you had a bunch. Give me one more.
Okay. Here's another one. You know, I think a lot of your listeners think you are the absolute best DJ on WFMU. So here it goes. Who's better than Susan Lucci? Why, it's your old pal, Bucci.
Yeah, one more time. I like that one.
Okay. Who's better than Susan Lucci? Why, it's your old pal, Bucci.
Thanks, man. That's great. Who's Susan Lucci again?
She was an actor on Guiding Light, maybe.
Uh-huh.
One of the daytime soap operas.
She was a brown...
perennial loser.
Right. She had been on for 60 years. She was a brown-eyed girl, I believe.
I think so. And really, in my eyes, you know, a winner.
She's a winner in all our eyes, though not in the winner in the way that it counts, unfortunately.
And so are you, Bucci. You're a winner, too.
Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate the compliment. You're a second place, buddy.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
All right, just relax. Let's make the best meatball, or doggy and kitty chat, or speak up, you know, if people are too quiet, or turn your radio down if people have the radio down, or ah. That's some good OJ. Nice to have a drop that acknowledges the amount of OJ that I drink on the air. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, I got a drop for you.
Yeah, hey, what's your name first?
Hey, I'm Dean.
Hey, Dean.
When you get one of those really annoying callers and you just want to say, son of a Bucci.
All right, son of a Bucci. All right, could you say that, but can you say it with some disdain? I really need it, because son of a Bucci, that could mean something positive, you know, my own son, God forbid, more of a the way that you mean it, the mapping that you mean.
Okay, I'll go again.
Go for it.
Son of a Bucci.
Yeah, that works. All right. Thanks, man. I have a catalog. Yeah, thank you. Wow, I'm going to have a whole catalog of stuff. Also, any of your favorite movies? Of course, mine is
Tar.
Or Three Women by Robert Altman. But if you have a favorite movie that you'd like maybe to talk about or me to talk about, I can just hit the drop and all of a sudden I'm talking about Gone Girl. Call Yuga Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's your name?
Sean.
Hey, Sean. Is that S-E-A-N or S-H-A-W-N?
Yeah, no, the Irish way, S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N. So you sad about the Pogues and all, you know, their their official dissolution?
Yeah.
All right. So what's the drop that you want to?
So I got a couple. I got one. It's someone, you know, if you're nervous, you know, mm-hmm. you make me nervous.
If I'm nervous, I play that?
No, well.
If a call is making me nervous.
Yeah, if a caller making you nervous.
I could use that right now. All right, let's do it. I like it. But but high and like a little kitty cat.
Like a little kitty cat.
Right? Yeah, no problem.
You make me nervous.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, you make me nervous. Bucci tattoos you. Because I want to do a show where I tattoo the listeners. Because I'm covered head to toe in tats, and have a couple of sleeves and on my legs. And I'd like to give that gift to all the other people in the tri-state area. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing?
Hey, Zach. Late today.
Hey, no, you're on fire, man. I think we found the thread of the show. You're the director.
Right, yeah. That's true.
You know, like it all makes sense now. Well, you've been coaching people. Hey, do that again. A little more punch on
that
word there.
Well, I'm an experienced voice actor, so I know how to translate emotion into any word. You know, tabletop. You know, make people weep instantly. Mike is weeping right now.
I have tears too, Mike. So don't be ashamed.
Zach, what's the drop? I can't have a show without your voice on the show, unfortunately.
No, one could go on. Well, it was tough.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I drink kombucha, and I do call it kombucha, just for that guy.
Okay, that's cool. I'm glad that you do that in honor. I hope you do it in honor of me and not...
Oh, definitely, definitely. Now, it's kind of controversial with the other WFMU listeners in the house, but that's a topic for another time.
Okay.
But you could do a different voice before this drop.
Mm-hmm. That sounds as garbled as something my uncle would give me. I don't understand this drop.
Yeah, but you would talk before it.
Okay, so I'm talking before it. So let's do it in real life. So,
okay,
man.
You would say something like, you know, you're listening to
Oh, so it's kind of like a tape reverse sound, like a Bucci.
Yeah, I mean it. It's whatever my encoding on my phone's doing and on your board over the edge. There's a lot of factors at
all
play.
Right.
We got a lot of effects on the voice right now. If you need a clean copy.
Yeah, give me a clean, but you know, just put your, maybe your, you have a landline? Feels like you have a landline.
No, yeah, I did. Oh, okay. I did, but I had to cancel. It was a long time ago.
That story, we could tell that story on another show. So
I loved the service. It was great.
Right. So... why don't you do it one more time and just put a little high, you know, that make it more sound.
Get the high in there. Sorry, too much bass, not translate.
Yeah. All right, it'll do. Thanks.
Hey, we'll try. Thanks, Bucci.
Yeah. Oh, that was very quick. Micah, do you want to do a drop on the show? Something that you think I should do? Something like, you know, Bucci or whatever? Something like your own personal drop?
Your money's on the dresser.
I actually do like that. I can use that any number of ways, especially when I put money on dressers. Call you, Gabucci. Last call.
Hello, Bucci.
Hey, real quick, what's the drop?
The drop is I didn't eat any corn.
I didn't eat any corn?
Yes.
One more time.
I didn't eat any corn.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
There we go. I didn't eat any corn. Thanks very much for everyone. I'm going to be incorporating those drops into the future shows. But for now, I got to go. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is the mighty Music of Mind Control with Micah. Stand by. For Music of Mind Control. Your money's on the dresser.